Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, live cattle succumbed to the idea of more cattle potentially coming to the market over the next few weeks, and packers have purchased cattle ahead for the next few weeks, reducing the need to be as aggressive in the market. June is the lead month, carrying with it a discount to cash. That discount widened as futures fell 578 over the past week. This may be tough to overcome as packers may pull back on what they're willing to pay. Box beef prices declined. Choice was down $1.82 Friday. Select down $3.09. Cash business may not take place as early this week as it has over the past few weeks, as packers may not need to be as aggressive. There was nothing to stop hog futures on Friday except for the daily limit price. Thankfully, futures did not close limit down, but that was small consolation after a week of plummeting prices. June hogs fell $12.40 for the week, with futures unable to find support due to lower cash, lower cutouts, and futures falling below technical support. Mostly lower prices overnight in wheat, with Chicago and Kansas City down 5 to 9 cents, although Minneapolis is hanging close to unchanged. Aside from the overarching conflict in the Black Sea, the wheat market has two main narratives unfolding in the U.S. specifically. One is the wheat conditions and production prospects in hard red winter country, and the improvement in forecasts over the next 7 days. Weaker trade in corn futures overnight, with front month contracts gapping lower as the Sunday night opened, down 7 to 8 cents early this morning. Most contracts set new contract highs Friday, with front month May coming within 22 cents of the all-time record high of $8.49 set back in 2012. Weaker price action in the soy complex overnight, with fairly even losses on all three contracts of about 1 to 1.3%. Soybean oil was leading downside losses most of the evening, following through on key reversal posted Friday from new all-time highs. We're going to check the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close Friday, June live cattle down 125, 132.65, August down 107, 135.27, May feeder cattle down $1.60, 156.35, August down 212, 168.27, May hogs down 307, $100.90, the June down 460, 106.37, Kansas City wheat maize down 42 and a quarter, actually 42 even at 10.94 and a quarter, July down 35 and a half, 11.05 and three quarters, Chicago wheat May down 30 and a quarter, 10.43 and three quarters. July down 30 cents, 10.55 and three quarters. May corn up 2 1/4 cents, 8.18 and a quarter. July unchanged at 8.13 and a half. May soybeans up 1 3/4, 17.08 and a quarter. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.